Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
This is Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modene. And as you know, every Thursday we have a co-pilot. And today my co-pilot is none other than Lebo Mashile, who is wearing all kinds of caps today. She's going to have to put a political cap on. She's going to have to drive this machine with me. So let's go. How are you?
I'm great. All the better for seeing you. I'm so happy to see you.
So you're ready, right?
Hey, Pella, this is the deep end. You are throwing me. How exciting, though.
Let's put on your life jacket.
Nazo.
Let's go. As you know, we've been speaking about what's been happening in the city of Tshwane. The ANC had promised that there will be a motion of no confidence. That was obviously a discussion that was started off by Herman Mashaba, Action SA. And then, of course, the premier of the province said, yes, this is part of their plan as well. So, Lesego Makubele, who is ANC Gauteng spokesperson, is on the line with us. Thank you very, very much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Tumela, and good evening to your listeners and House Lebo Mashile.
Thank you so much,
Tumela.
We believe that ANC has decided to withdraw the motion of no confidence. Just maybe confirm that for us, please.
Yes, of course. The Speaker of the Council of Tshwane received lawyer papers from the Democratic Alliance and its mayor, literally interdicting the proceedings which were supposed to take place tomorrow on the motion of no confidence, and he took these papers to counsel, consulted the lawyers of this of the Speaker's office, who gave him advice that if ever he doesn't actually allow them reasonable time, this could be used to actually ensure that we are in a full-drawn legal battle while Tshwane continues to be mismanaged.
Lebo, you've got a question for the ANC?
Sure. How do you manage this situation while also trying to pursue a coalition with the DA nationally in the government of national unity?
I think there's a lot of misunderstanding of what the government of national unity stands for. A government of national unity, including the statement of intent, which has been authored by the African National Congress, as an open invitation to all parties to participate in actually ensuring that we make sure that government works, but we respect the wishes of the voters at the national level, because this was in response to the May 29 elections. At the regional level, including at the provincial level, the ANC was able to give all its structures to say go and actually have discussions with different political parties and see what will be best for you in those particular localities. Now, at level, you will know that the last time Tshwane was properly running was under Dr. Kosi and Sputla Ramakopa, who just ended load shedding, one of the best cadres of the ANC, when townships were functional, when electricity was flowing to residents, when garbage was collected, when street lights were working, when there were no potholes, when the city was able to generate revenue and was able to sustain its books. If you go and read what the Auditor General's statement said yesterday, it's quite troubling, the level at which the city has degenerated to a point whereby international credit rating agencies have actually declared Tshwane to actually rated them as junk status, saying that no one can invest there. That's how deplorable the state of the city of Tshwane has become. Nothing is functioning in the city. There are many challenges. I think we'll need an hour or worth of an interview for me to be able to explain the different challenges that the residents of Tshwane have gone through. So it will literally become very cumbersome for the African National Congress or for any other party that wants to rescue Tshwane from the quagmire it finds itself in to go and partner with the DA. I mean, in less than 9 years, you can go and check how many mayors the DA has given Tshwane and for what reasons those mayors the DA removed. some of the reasons, if I can actually remind you of those reasons, you can just literally cringe, which is something that we see Tswane not a grab of power, but more of a rescue mission. We literally have to rescue Tswane for the benefit of the people of Soshanguve. You know, in Mamelodi, where my relatives live, in Ikahe, they don't have water for 3 years.
Sure.
And nothing is happening. In Amaskral, where people died, house level, the national government said, Estuan, you are failing with this water treatment. Can we intervene? They did exactly what they are doing on the motion. They threatened us with court papers. They threatened national government with court papers. It's when people were dying with cholera in a capital city that they rushed to national government and asked for the intervention of national government. And that is the reason why we see Tswane not just as about the power grab as other sections of the media are trying to make it, but more of a rescue mission.
Mm.
And that's where we are with the city of Tswane. And hence, when parties are coalescing and saying, let's rescue this city and remove it from the hands of racist whites who have no interest of people who are living in the township, they rush to the court, because the DA is known for using lawfare to actually fight political battles and abuse our courts.
So now that they've gone to the court and the motion of no confidence has been deferred, obviously, as you're saying, that he says he's looking for a fair time, notice period. What would be fair, and when are you deferring this to? What's your plan as the ANC?
It's just the last kicks of a dying horse. 2 weeks, we should be in. This we just, as I explained earlier, that we just saw this as a desperate effort to engage us in a long drawn legal process while they continue to misgovern the city.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you, I don't know if ever you have their filing affidavit.
Yes, I have.
It has no merit. There's no mayor in terms of the separation of powers that can actually stop the legislature for actually entertaining any business of council. It is the work of the speaker, the programming committee, and so forth. But because we live in a constitutional democracy, we know what, because within the DA there are even those who actually brief us, because that's how divided they are. They sat down and figured a way to actually derail this motion of no confidence, and they saw a way was to go to court. Because while the matter is being ventilated in court, you can't have a motion of no confidence.
Mm.
And it can take up to 2 years, which will then take us to elections in 2026. We can't wait when the city of Tswane, when the Auditor General comes and says the city has misrepresented its financial spending, meaning they falsified their finances to the Auditor General. So with Tswane, we can't wait long. That's why we said, okay, if you are speaking about reasonable time, we can even give you 2 weeks or a month.
But the motion
will still stand.
What does this then mean for Ekurhuleni, for instance, which is also on your radar as the ANC in Gauteng?
Of course, Ekurhuleni, we've resolved it. We had a mayor of AIC. We had a discussion with them. That still, we still have persistent challenges of service delivery, and then we had an MMC of finance where the, that city which was under the ANC before the coalition government and the DA taking over was regressing uncontrollably. We had to remove the EFF MMC of finance for those reasons, because we have to serve the people of Gauteng and listen to what our people are saying. And as political parties, including the ANC and those who are represented in councils, and I'm happy that now we are sitting with over 70% of people represented in the Tswane Council who want to remove the DA, who are ready, because we have decided to overcome bitter, petty political bickerings and place at the seat at the center of the agenda of councils, legislatures, and parliament our people.
So can you then confirm that your arrangement with Action SA still remains? You're saying to me now you've got over 70% of your coalition arrangement in place for Tswane. So you're confirming that your arrangement with Action SA remains?
Our arrangement with Action SA remains, and our arrangement with all other parties represented in the council remains.
All right.
There are more partners who are working with the DA in that coalition that they had.
Mm-hmm.
They are leaving it one by one. They are coming to us. They are saying they no longer want to be part of the destruction.
So let's be clear. The DA yesterday confirmed that the IFP and FF Plus were with them. Are you saying that they're not, or are you referring to other parties?
I'm saying there are a lot of more parties that are joining us who are with them, and one of them is Action SA.
Okay.
And others which are going to be revealed very soon.
What's happening with the IFP? Because you have an arrangement with the IFP in Johannesburg.
Remember, in Tswane, there's no IFP.
So what do they mean that yesterday they had concluded an arrangement in Gauteng with the IFP?
Who's saying that is the DA?
Yes.
Well, of course, they are trying to do anything and possible. Let's say, for instance, in terms of numbers, they speak to the national leadership or provincial leadership of the IFP, and then they then come, it's them and the IFP, and they've lost everybody else. That still does not give them the threshold to govern the city of Tswane.
Yeah.
They're just clutching onto straws.
Yeah, what I'm asking is that this is directed from the ANC's point of view. It's directed by the province. And I'm trying to understand where exactly the IFP sits here, because the ANC has told us that the IFP came into a coalition with them for the arrangement in Johannesburg. The DA then yesterday said, no, the IFP is with us. So what I'm asking is that where exactly does the IFP sit in the province?
I'm sure you know I'm not the spokesperson of the Ingata Freedom Party.
No, but that's not the point. No, Mr. Makubele. No, that's not the point. That you do know what I'm asking you. I'm asking you whether, as the ANC, you have a formal arrangement with the IFP in the province. And that's not to say that you must speak to
them. Yes, we do.
Okay, that's enough.
We've had an existing agreement with the IFP in the province. It's now close to 7 years. We've worked with the IFP in the legislature, for instance, with now the MEC of eGov. Before that, we were working with him as the chairperson of the portfolio committee on oversight over the legislature and the office of the premier. So we've had a very good, we've always had a very healthy, robust relationship with the IFP.
All right. ANC Gauteng spokesperson Lesego Makubele. Listening into that conversation is the DA Tswane spokesperson Gwena Moloto. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Well, good evening. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you to the listeners.
Mr. Moloto, what is happening in the city of Tswane? Celius Brink was very hastily rushing to court to ask the ANC not to put forward a motion of no confidence. Why?
Well, look, we just want for the process to be a lawful one. Motions of no confidence shouldn't be political tools. We went to court to say that an urgent motion against the executive mayor would in fact be unlawful, and we have case law to back that, that an executive mayor needs the time to be able to respond to any concerns, allegations that are raised by political parties and councils in regards to a motion of no confidence. And so we simply wanted the executive mayor to have that time period. The application that we submitted now is irrelevant because it seems that the motion has been withdrawn, and there are claims that it will be submitted inside the following 2 weeks, and we'll face that motion of no confidence then. We still do believe that we have a lot that we can continue to do in the city of Tswane. We've come far with this multi-party government. There's a long list of achievements. We would like to continue delivering services to the residents of the city of Tswane. But if petty politics unfortunately takes over inside the city of Tswane, will continue to serve residents from the opposition benches if need be.
All right, but that's so. How much notice do you need? as the DA?
So it's not as per the DA, but the council rules do dictate 10 days in terms of the submission of motions, and so the 2 weeks that's being discussed would be in line with the proper amount of time needed to submit a motion versus an urgent motion. And so I suspect that if this motion of no confidence goes forward, it would be, as I said, in the next 2 weeks or inside the council meeting at the end of next month. And in that regard, we would not be going to court. Motions of no confidence are allowed. We simply said that the rule of law must be followed. And we're willing, if the rule of law is followed, to face that motion of no confidence.
So what does it matter? What does it matter that it's today or tomorrow? In fact, it was meant to be tomorrow or 2 weeks. If you are very okay and comfortable with the fact that you are sitting in council that is not in your favor and want the mayor to leave, and you're saying you don't want party politics to be a priority here, and you're very happy to step down and move away as the DA, then what does it matter that it's today or 2 weeks?
Yeah, the key thing is that we need enough time to respond. So if the motion says that because of X, Y, Z service delivery issues, we believe that the executive mayor is failing in his duties and should therefore be removed, that we'd be given the opportunity to then respond to those. You would hope that inside a democratic body that you would be able to ventilate those issues, debate those issues, before decisions are made of said nature, and so that is all that we are asking for. One, for the rule of law to be followed, which I think is a valid request, but two, to then be able to ventilate whatever issues are being raised. You must remember, from our side, we were actually caught off guard today when Action SA joined a press conference calling on the motion of no confidence in Silepunk, because even as we speak, we've never received formal communication to say they're withdrawing from our coalition. It was just last month that the leader of Action SA inside Tshwane was quoted saying how stable the city of Tshwane is, how we're rooting out corruption, delivering services, and that people are seeing the effects of this multi-party government. And so for us, we were also caught off guard. Today we do see this as a real that Action SA has sold out not the DA but the residents of Tshwane by attempting to bring the EFF into government in Tshwane.
Are you serious? Do you just said to me that you were caught off guard by Action SA? Action SA told us this when they were busy preparing for a motion of no confidence in the city of Johannesburg. So clearly you knew that Action SA was not happy with you. They told everybody that they're not happy with the DA and their coalition arrangement with the DA.
Now look, Herman Mashaba on Twitter is is something else.
It wasn't just Twitter. Let's be fair. I mean, he had a press briefing. He's done numerous interviews, and so that cannot just be placed on Twitter.
No. Is that you must remember, in terms of the official communication from the party, what's been said is that they were doing a post-election review, which is well within inside their rights. They're their own political party. They don't owe anything to the multi-party government inside that regard. But we were informed that there was an internal review process that was taking place. And it's something that even after the press conference that took place in mm-hmm. front of Tshwane House today, I think Michael Beaumont released a statement, Sinzin Ngobeni released a statement to say that no, this internal review is still going on. But we were caught completely off guard, and I suspect that the provincial leader and potentially the national chairperson were also caught off guard, because they have since tried to release statements to try and clean up the mess that has been created. But for us, all we were informed of was an internal review. They're allowed to not like us. But we're not in a coalition to make friends. We're in a coalition to deliver services to the residents of Tshwane, and it can't be it can't be petty issues. Herman Busy tweeting that the GA will learn. I mean, this is not. It's not a game. We're talking about delivering services to millions of residents in the city of Tshwane. And just a month ago, Action SA in Tshwane were advocating for Celia Brink. We're advocating for the achievements of this government, and to make a U-turn so quickly. And without following the procedures of our coalition agreement, it lacks any real dignity, and I think it becomes very difficult for anyone to trust such a political party, and I think it's going to hurt Action SA in the 2026 election.
Mr. Moloto, let me just say that I have a co-pilot here. I'm sorry we didn't introduce the fact that I've got somebody actually with me also conducting interviews, so I'm going to hand over to her. Lebo Mashile is right here with me.
Thank you, Pimelo. Hello, Mr. Moloto. Hello. My question is, well, first I just want to state that it is extremely disheartening that this is happening in the nation's capital. What that represents for the soul of the nation is actually quite scary. But the issues that the ANC Gauteng spokesperson raised previously are also pretty damning. I mean, 3 years without water in certain parts of the city. And I get that the fact that the issues that are affecting the citizens of Tshwane are very disparate. I mean, you have a massive student population in the CBD. You're also dealing with legacies of apartheid spatial planning that have not been undone. So in terms of the dysfunction that we are seeing in the management of the city, at the core of the issues, what are they for you as the DA?
Yeah, no, look, I think I'd like to start off by stating that we've been very clear that Tshwane is by no means perfect, and we're not excluded from the failing of majority of local governments inside Gauteng. But I would argue, and I believe that it's also been shown inside our improvements, inside our AG reports year on year for the past 2 years. It can be seen inside the most recent Salga Awards, in which we were winners and first runners up in things like collection rates and the spending of funds on decreasing of wasteful and fruitless expenditure. Tshwane is on the up in many metrics. I mean, the stats were also released that of all metros inside South Africa, that Tshwane grew the most in terms of investability. And so we are starting to see changes. Streets are being lit up inside Hammanskraal. There's finally, through the work of the city of Tshwane, working with national government, an actual plan to ensure that over the next year, there's a rollout, and starting already from next month, that there's a rollout of projects to ensure that the people of Hammanskraal get clean drinking water. And so even though we're not perfect, we are on the up. And I think that when you look at the city of Joburg, when you look at the city of Inkuruleni, and you see the chaos that's taking place there, it becomes very difficult for us to understand why Action SA would argue that removing the DA, bringing in the EFF into government, would somehow create more stability than the stability that they claimed we had just last month.
So I'm just baffled by you saying that you were surprised, and all of you were surprised by the conference that was held by Action SA. What then, and I appreciate the fact that this is more a provincial question, what then did you guys think was going on in Johannesburg when the ANC as well as Action SA were very clear about the arrangement that they have, and they were very clear about the fact that it's a provincial arrangement that they have?
No, look, I believe that the initial comments from Herman did speak about Johannesburg and said that they'd look at Inkuruleni, that they'd look at Tshwane, and that they were looking on how to create stability inside local government. Inside Inkuruleni, there's an argument to be made. Inside Johannesburg, there was an argument to be made. And we believe that these would be reviewed separately, and that there was still a review process going on inside the city of Tshwane. Now, as per our coalition agreement, when there are issues, we have internal processes that we've used in the past to deal with disputes. These haven't been used. We've been consistently told, and the media has been consistently told, that there is a review process going on. Now you've got two conflicting stories, one from your provincial leader and your national leader, and then another from the caucus leader and the caucus spokesperson, saying yes, on the one side, there's still this process going on, and then on the other side, them saying no, we are removing the executive mayor of Tswane, Celia Brink, inside 14 days. And so we were caught off guard. We weren't unaware that there were tensions between Action SA and the DA at a national level, at a provincial level. However, we were always of the belief, and I mean, we've had joint caucus meetings with Action SA where they continued to declare their support all the way up to early this week. And so this sudden U-turn, this sudden change of narrative did catch us.
I must say, Mr. Molodo, you must be the only one in the country who didn't know that there's tension at national level and provincial level between the DA and Action SA. Everybody's been speaking about it.
Yeah, I said that we were aware of the tension. I said that.
But you cannot say you were caught off guard.
That would affect the local structure. No, we can say that we were caught off guard because you would like to believe that political parties elected in a specific municipality to represent the needs and fight for the needs of residents of a specific municipality would look at the merits of that municipality. And they've been very clear consistently what the merits of this multi-party government are. And now they're allowing, and you're 100% correct, provincial issues and national issues to affect a government that is delivering services in their own way inside the city of Tswane.
Except, Mr. Moloto, similarly with Johannesburg, when we spoke consistently with the DA about local matters, they told us clearly that they get the instructions from the Federal Council office. So it's very odd that you're telling me that province and national cannot affect local government when your own DA does the same thing in other cities.
I'm not saying that their national structures can't. I'm saying that they're saying there would be a review of Tswane specifically, and I'm saying that the merits of Tswane, based off their own comments, would say that Tswane is stable. It was their words that Tswane is starting to root out corruption, and that Tswane is delivering services to the residents of the capital city. And so, it's not to say that national politics and provincial politics, we all have national structures, but that doesn't take away from the fact that what should be being thought about in this situation is not national politics, not provincial politics. It should be about the people of Pretoria East. It should be about the people of Hammanskraal. It should be about the people of Mamelodi, where things are getting better. And this move is going to take us back. And I believe, and I think a lot of residents inside Tswane believe, that it is the wrong move.
Quick one, just a very quick one. If there is a motion of no confidence that does actually go through in 2 weeks, are you lobbying other parties? Where does the IFP sit with all of this?
I'll be like the ANC spokesperson. I'll say that no, I'm not.
Well, it was.
No. I'm just joking. Yeah. Just joking. According to us, IFP is still with us. They were with us inside our joint caucus this morning. And so for unless something changes over the next few hours, for now as we sit, IFP is still very much with.
Are you lobbying others?
With us in Tswane. There will be engagements. Okay. I mean, look, we have been clear that we want to work with this multi-party government. Action SA has now made it clear that they are unwilling, and so there will be engagements. We'll have to see with obviously everybody except for the EFF, which we've drawn a clear line in the sand with.
Maybe a nice conversation with the ANC. They are your partners in national government, aren't they?
We're not going to rule anything off the table, but at the core of any engagement will be what is the impact going to be on the residents of Tswane. We've said even at a national level, one of the key things that our voters wanted when we went into negotiations was to keep the EFF and MK out of government. And so that will be one of the considerations when we engage with all parties here inside the city of Tswane. But we won't hold on to power, just hold on to power. We're all more than willing to go back into opposition. But we do believe that there's a lot that we can still do in the city of Tswane. And I am actually confident that there will be surprises over the next few weeks, and that the executive mayor of Tswane will remain in power until 2026. With a lot of our coalition partners.
DA Tswane spokesperson Gwena Moloto. Yeah, absolutely something to look forward to. Who knows? Thank you so much for your time. 2 weeks is a long time in politics. Woo! Anything is possible.
Look at what's happened in 2 months.
Absolutely. Coming after this, we are going to be speaking to Colleen Makubele, who has just moved to the MK Party.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.